Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews. We're going to do something a little bit different this week. We're going to give you our top 5 favorite good bad movies. Now, these are not our forever lists. These are just the lists of movies that we've been enjoying recently. And we're going to go through our top 5 lists and give you a few reasons why. My name is Tim and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Michael, kick us off. What is your number 5 favorite good bad movie?
My number 5 favorite good bad movie is Zombievers. This movie is silly and it's fun and I had a great time watching it. It's in this goofy Halloween-y genre and I really like that about this. It's fun to watch at Halloween with friends. There's a guy who gets his dick bit off by a beaver. It's a stupid scene. I laugh every time I see it. This one is just so ridiculous, it can't help but be enjoyed. Tim, you're number 5.
You laugh every time you've seen it? How many times have you watched that movie? My number 5 is one that I think everybody knows for good bad movies. It's The Room, directed by Tommy Wiseau. The big thing for me for this movie is it was written and directed by somebody who was 100,000% committed to this movie. He thought he was making the best film of all time, and I love that. I love that commitment. I love that passion, and it really carries me through a very poorly made film. Michael, what's your number 4?
My number 4 is No Holds Barred. This is a Hulk Hogan WWE vehicle that actually appears on both of our lists, and I think for good reason. Hulk Hogan is 1,000% committed, which we've talked about is a key element of every good bad movie. There's also a viral section of this film called the Dookie scene that I laugh every time I see it on YouTube. It's become something that I joke about all the time, so I think it's really funny. So there's some memorable scenes. I laugh. It stuck with me. That's important when you talk about a good bad movie. Tim, you're number 4.
My number 4 is called Over the Top. It's a Sylvester Stallone movie from the 80s. It's a great, ridiculous movie with a big premise. It's about as silly as a movie could possibly be. In order to reconnect with his long-estranged son, a truck driver enters an arm wrestling contest in order to win his affections, and it works. It's completely absurd, it's absolutely ridiculous, and it's a lot of fun. Michael, what's your number 3?
My number 3 is Idle Hands. This is another horror movie, which it's funny because I'm actually not a huge fan of the horror genre. I mean, loose horror, I'm air quoting right now. This is a movie where someone literally takes the premise of idle hands are the devil's plaything and makes it into a movie. What if a guy's hand was possessed by the devil and it went around killing people? It is absolutely ridiculous. It never loses momentum. It goes, and it's ramping all the way through to the climactic end of the movie. I laughed multiple times while watching it, and there's some really hilarious kills that have stuck with me, and I think about a lot because they were really funny and creative. Tim, you're number 3.
My number 3 is No Holds Barred. It's, of course, the Hulk Hogan film. It's got some really fun action, some really, really ridiculous performances, and it's a movie that stuck with me. I mean, it's, again, a movie that's 1,000% committed. It's got a big premise and a big swing and a big miss, and I really appreciate that. Michael, what's your number 2?
My number 2 is your number 4, which is Over the Top. I think this movie is, and it's higher on my list than yours, which is interesting. I was surprised by that. I think this movie is so ridiculous. We talk all the time that good bad movies are about ridiculous premises. Literally, Sylvester Stallone arm wrestles his son back into love. Like, that's crazy. And additionally, there's a ton of crazy, wacky side characters. All the arm wrestling scenes are all the way over the top, if you excuse my pun. This movie fires on all levels of a good bad movie. It really works for me. What about you, Tim? You're number 2.
First of all, I will not excuse you for that pun. Second of all, my number 2 pick is Speed 2 Cruise Control. When I think back about movies that have stuck with me and that really land in my memory, this movie was such an experience that I will never forget. It's awful. This movie is so badly made, so poorly conceived, but I loved it. It was so much fun. It is so silly, so absurd, and the experience of watching it is one that I will remember forever. Michael? The moment of truth, the big one. What is your number 1 good bad movie of the day?
I can't go anywhere but Roadhouse. This movie is in good bad fame already. This isn't a bold choice on my part, but there's a reason it's on the top of all the lists you'll ever Google. Roadhouse is an all-in concept. Patrick Swayze is all in on this movie, and the concept is stupid. He's like the best bouncer in America, I guess, and they like bring him to this seedy bar to clean up the bar. And there's an iconic scene which has been brought to fame by Parks and Recreation where in the final battle, Patrick Swayze rips a dude's throat out and kills him with his bare hands. It is so ridiculous. It is so over the top, and it never loses momentum. It's fun all the way. Tim, you're number 1.
My number 1 is Roadhouse. I loved it. I loved this movie. I mean, again, like you said, everybody's 1,000% committed. It's got big momentum. There's a lot of creativity involved here. I mean, ripping a guy's throat out is ridiculous. It's got a great premise that they commit to 1,000%. These people are convinced that they're making a great movie. I've heard some of the behind-the-scenes stories about the lengths and the extents that Swayze and the stunt team went through in order to really, really make great fight scenes and great action scenes. And I love it. This movie commits 1,000%, and it's a ton of fun to watch. This is a really solid, really great good bad movie. I don't think you can go wrong with it. Thank you guys very much for listening. Of course, these lists are always changing, and if we see more good bad movies, these might change up for us quite a bit. But when they do, we'll come up with another list. Thank you guys very much for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.